presents The Masquerade Mystery, a radio play based on a true story of adventure, appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The Masquerade Mystery was produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company and features Percy Moore in the role of Dr. Bertillon. The French detective police are well known for their modern and scientific methods of investigating crime. Next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, Mr. H. Ashton Wolfe relates another of his personal experiences while connected with the Sûreté. According to his story, he and his chief, the famous Dr. Bertillon, summoned to the beautiful country house of the Comtesse Dumas.
Ah, you're here at last. Thank goodness. Dr. Bertillon?
I am Bertillon.
Glad to meet you, Doctor. I am Alphonse Ribaud, secretary to Madame la Comtesse.
How do you do? This is my assistant, H. Ashton Wolfe.
How do you do?
How do you do?
May we see Madame la Comtesse, Monsieur Ribaud?
I'm sorry, but she's very ill. And the doctor's given orders no one is to disturb her.
I quite understand. The whole affair must have upset her.
We are all dreadfully upset, Doctor. Think that an original idea should have turned out as it did.
That is most unfortunate. Whose idea was it?
Madame la Comtesse. She felt the young people would enjoy something new.
Go on.
So she decided everyone was to come masked and pretend to be burglars. Each was to force an entrance for himself.
How jolly. How did you know who among the guests was really supposed to be there?
Madame la Comtesse made out a list herself.
Of course. But how did you identify them upon arrival?
By their numbers. Opposite the name of each guest on my list, I'd placed a number. This card of invitation he was to present upon arrival. It bore only his number.
You have a list of your guests with their numbers?
Yes, sir. Here it is.
This ought to give us the key to the puzzle.
Monsieur Ribaud, that list Dr. Bertillon is glancing over contains the names of those actually invited, does it?
It does, monsieur.
No uninvited guest could have stayed in the house very long without being discovered?
Quite impossible. In addition to the cards, each guest had to know the countersign which he received with his invitation.
Then how do you suggest the burglars managed to get in?
That, monsieur, is for you to say.
Very well, Monsieur Ribaud.
Dr. Bertillon.
Yes?
The son and daughter of Madame la Comtesse are waiting in the next room to see you. Shall I bring them in?
If you will, please.
Very well, sir.
I say, Doctor, you don't suppose the thieves stole invitations intended for someone else?
Perhaps, Ashton Wolfe. On the other hand, it's quite possible they came as regularly invited guests.
Well, what do you mean, Doctor?
I'm Jacques Dumas. This is my sister, Yvonne.
How do you do? Mademoiselle, won't you sit down, please?
Take this chair, mademoiselle.
Thank you.
Ashton Wolfe, go out and look over the grounds and see what you can find.
Very good, sir.
Now, tell me what happened last night.
Well, by midnight, all the guests had arrived. Everybody was having a gay time. There was much laughter and music.
Aren't we having fun, dear?
I should say so. It was clever of Mother to have thought of this kind of masquerade.
It was a bit scary, too, until all the guests got here.
I thought it was great fun waiting for them to break in. You never knew from what direction another person might appear.
Victor Crozier nearly scared me to death. He climbed in my boudoir window.
We both who engineered the whole thing has been surprised a few times.
I've got a great idea.
What is it, John?
Let's scare Victor Crozier.
How?
We'll get those two private detectives that Mother had sent over from the agency to arrest him for trespassing.
It's a great idea, John. Let's do it right away. Well, there they are now, over near the music.
All right, and we'll just... Why, what's going on over there?
Where?
Stop the music.
That man.
Stop the music.
Nothing to be alarmed about.
What happened, Mrs. Jacques?
I don't know. Who is that man?
I don't know, monsieur. Why did he stop the music?
Oh, perhaps he found a piece of jewelry someone dropped.
Stand against the wall, everybody.
Oh,
Rebo, you're a rascal. Is this one of your surprises for the evening?
What do you mean, monsieur?
Why, this mock holdup. I wonder what amusing forfeits we'll have to pay to reclaim our valuables.
Turn around. Face the wall, all of you. Quick, or we'll begin shooting.
I'm afraid this is no joke, Mr. Jacques. That fellow evidently is serious.
Where are those detectives?
Why, they're joining the bandits.
They must be part of the gang.
Now, everybody take it easy and nobody will get hurt. My friends will pass around and relieve you of your valuables.
What should we do, Mrs. Jacques?
Oh, this is terrible. What shall we do, Jacques?
Hand over your wallets and be quick about it.
I guess that's the only thing to do, Reba. All right. Here you are. Hello.
And you, mademoiselle, take off those earrings.
Oh, no.
Don't be a fool, Yvonne. Do as he says.
Very well. Here.
Merci beaucoup, mademoiselle.
Are you ready, mes amis? Well, then let's take our leave.
And that's the way it happened, Doctor.
Oh, yes, I see. Have you anything to add, Mademoiselle Dumas?
No.
You have no description of the burglars, Monsieur Dumas?
No, Doctor.
Monsieur Ribault, were the letters of invitation typed or printed?
They were typed and placed in this drawer.
Oh, yes, I see. Mademoiselle, you have a fiancé, I believe. What is his name?
Henri Darcy, a lieutenant of the Dragoons, was my fiancé, but we've quarreled. But surely you'd not dream of suspecting him, monsieur.
Was he one of your guests the other night?
Yes, he was.
How soon after the robbery did he leave?
Oh, I do not know, monsieur. Our guests were in such a state that, well, many left without saying goodnight.
I understand. I merely asked because I'm told that his car is still here in your driveway. Well, Ashenwolf.
Doctor, our men have found a chap bound and gagged in the summer house. He pretends to have lost his memory and refuses to give any explanation.
Was he one of the guests?
Well, he had this letter of invitation in his pocket.
Let's look it up on the list. Number 44. Ah, here we are. Monsieur Charles Latour.
I never heard the name before. He's no friend of ours.
Then he must be one of the bandits. It's quite clear what has happened. Someone stole the original list and typed in several fictitious names.
I think you're right, sir.
Good heavens. Who do you suppose could have changed the names?
The mere fact that it was typed on your machine proves conclusively that someone in this house did it. Come now. Can't you three help me by suggesting who it might be?
I haven't the least idea.
And you, mademoiselle. Can you help me out?
Of course not.
Ribault?
I swear I don't know anything about it.
Well, there we are. We have progressed but very little with the information you've given me. Undoubtedly, the bandit had a confederate in the house. Well, this list of your guests should be sufficient to run them to earth.
How do you mean, Dr. Battilla?
I am convinced there are fingerprints on the sheet of paper. So I shall come back tomorrow with my special fingerprint detector. Ashenwolf.
Yes, Doctor?
Put this list back in the drawer and lock it.
Very good, Doctor.
There. Now, please see to it that it is not disturbed.
Oh, Dr. Bertillon.
Yes?
The man we discovered in the summer house was gagged with this handkerchief.
It's made of fine linen. Initials. H.D.
Wait, the one I gave Andre for his birthday.
How very interesting. And now, if you'll excuse us, we shall retire for the night.
Shall I show you to your room?
Thank you. The butler can direct us. Come, Ashton Wolf.
Right with you, sir. Do you suspect, Doctor?
It rests among those three in there. I can't say anything further as yet.
Oh, but surely Mademoiselle Dumas is entirely out of it. Why, she's incapable of conspiring to rob her own mother's guest.
One can never tell what anyone will do.
Why did you say that you were convinced that there were fingerprints on the guest list? You know as well as I do that it's impossible to bring out fingerprints on paper.
You'll know before the night is over.
What do you mean, Doctor?
I have found a place from which we can watch the hall stairs and this library door. The guilty person will try to remove that list because of the fingerprint. We'll take turns standing guard all night. Come along. I'll show you where it is.
Shall I stand guard first, Doctor?
Yes, and I'll relieve you at 3 o'clock. With the guest list.
By Jove, you're right, Doctor. And there he goes back to his room. Well, I guess our night's work is done.
Wait.
Mademoiselle Yvonne, coming down the stairs.
She must never know she's been seen.
Which is the guilty one, the brother or sister?
Wait until morning. You'll know then.
Dr. Bertillon.
Yeah.
Here I am, Ashton Wilson. What is it?
Mademoiselle Yvonne has disappeared.
Indeed?
You know where she is?
I think I have an idea where she may be found.
Monsieur Jacques has just run to the garage and is starting his car. It looks as if he were about to fly the coop, too.
Now, don't get excited, mon ami. He's getting his car to drive us to the bandit's hangout, where his sister's gone to meet her infatuation, that international crook, Edouard Duchamp. Come along.
Righto.
Hurry up, get in. We've got no time to lose.
I mean it. Why, you little fool, you don't think I was in love with you, do you? I wanted money, and picking it off your rich friends was the easiest way.
Oh, Edward.
That silly masquerade idea of your mother's worked better than I ever thought. The police haven't the slightest idea who pulled the job.
That's where you're wrong.
What?
I came here to warn you. Bertillon and Ashton won't suspect me of knowing who did it.
Oh, they do, eh? Well, you'll never be able to tell them what you know. And I'd be miles away before they discover you.
What are you going to do, Edward?
I'll show you. I'll get this jewelry ready to take with me. And there.
Now for you.
Edward! No!
I'll take care of you, Mademoiselle.
Please.
Now I'll tie you to this chair like this. Yes. And bind it cross over your mouth like this. There.
I guess you won't move or scream anymore. Now, I'm off. Au revoir, Mademoiselle Yvonne Dumas.
Don't move yourself. I've got you.
Not yet, mes amis de police. You've got to catch me first.
Let him have a shot, Ashton Wolf.
Lift him.
He's going up those stairs after him.
Come on.
Where's he gone?
Your sister must be in there. Come along. Oh, the door's locked.
Mademoiselle Dumas, are you all right?
Good heavens, doctor, she's either unconscious or...
Help me smash the door. Now then. One, two, three.
Yvonne.
Cut her bonds. Here's my knife. She's only fainted. She's still alive.
Yvonne, sister, darling. Jack is here. You're going to be all right.
Hurry, let's get out of here.
All right, doctor.
Oh, it was a lucky thing Horry Darcy phoned you where they were. He was a plucky chap to tie up that bandit and follow the others to this deserted granary.
I can never repay him.
Well, don't stop to worry about that now. Take your sister down to the car. I'll go up on the roof and see what they've done with that blackguard Duchamp.
I'll be right back, doctor. I want to have a go at him, too.
Dr. Bertillon.
Well, Ashton Wolf, where's Duchamp?
That's something we may never know, Duchamp.
What do you mean?
We chased him to the edge of the roof and ordered him to surrender. But he jumped off.
He's dead?
Yes. They called up to us from the ground that he died instantly.
Again, the police are saved a great deal of trouble. I see you've recovered the jewelry.
Oh, yes. But what about the girl?
We got here just in time.
Then it was she who changed the guest list.
Yes.
But why did her brother take it from the library last night?
To protect her. He suspected Duchamp and knew of his sister's infatuation for him. But everything has come out all right in the end, thanks to her brother and her loyal fiancé.
Not to mention yourself, Doctor.
Well, maybe I wasn't exactly in the way.
You will find all the interesting and thrilling details of this H. Ashton Wolfe adventure in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly under the title New Secrets of the Sûreté, the French Detective Police. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details of the many thrilling real-life stories appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.